This is Peter Irish. I'm the CEO of the Barrett Group.
I'm speaking today with Paula Nordhoff. She's one of our senior career consultants at the Barrett Group. Paula, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Peter. And you?
Very good. Thank you. Isolated, but otherwise well. Thanks.
Paula, we get a lot of questions, of course, of how active the executive market is, in particular because of the COVID-19 crisis. What's your perspective?
I'm seeing things relatively active here, and I'm also seeing them open up in Europe. I'm seeing more recruiter activity, which is not always that common. A little bit more in Europe, but I think that's more standard than it is here. These are actually occurring. They're not, you know, they're not freezing them. They're not saying we're not going to fill the job anymore. They've been a bit more protracted almost anywhere because of COVID. Obviously, they've all been on video. Or, you know, phone conference call. And, you know, the clients are getting offers and they're viable and they've been pretty substantial. So I feel hopeful. I think the industries that have been the most hurt per se may have a longer road back. But I think people in companies are recognizing that everybody on every level, everywhere is going to have to make changes in the way they do business. And I think in some cases to do that, having seasoned talent that may bring a fresh eye or a fresh perspective is probably going to be maybe welcomed in a different way than it might have been even 6 months ago.
Let's talk about some of your more recent success activities. I understand that it's quite unusual that our clients land through the published markets. Only about 10% of our clients land through the published market. Most of our clients land through the unpublished market. But I think you have a case study or two that you might want to share with me. In fact, one of them, I understand, is likely to land in less than 90 days. Can you tell us a little bit about the challenge and the opportunity?
Absolutely. So this is a client in Europe, and one of her many goals was to be able to transfer her, you know, high level, excellent HR skills into a different industry. She had been in financial services for many, many years and was ready for a change. She applied through the published market, like you just said. They reached out to her almost right away. Her credentials spoke to them, obviously. They put her on a pretty fast track interview process. She was successful. The offer is imminent. And she's excited about it because it meets a lot of her personal and professional goals.
So talk to us a little bit about those professional goals. Did she want to change industries or change geographies, or what were her goals, and how does the offer tick those boxes?
Sure. So one of her goals was to change industries. This will do that. Second goal was to have the opportunity for a different career path in the HR field than she had achieved with her other employers. She also wanted to be able to interact with more people from different countries. This will also allow her to do that. They really wanted her and they wooed her for the position. They have told her that she will be a great and valued asset in their team because they're probably entertaining some organizational changes. So that ticked all of her boxes, if you will. They're also going to help her further master the language of the country she's living in. She's already been doing that on her own, but they're going to provide additional support. And she thinks that there's probably a good runway for promotional opportunity, which has not been present historically.
Now, Paula, when we help our clients move from one industry to another or change roles, I can imagine there's some really key insights into that transition. Could you share one or two with us? How did it work in this case?
So in the case of the client that we just talked about, she was reticent to network. She's a very shy person, but she did engage in that process. And that opened up a couple of potential opportunities for her. I think the most important thing was her understanding at a high level the company she'll be going to, trying to get an assessment of the culture. And most importantly, in her interviews, she was able to help them see how her skills can be valuable to them, again, even though it's a different industry. And I think she did a very good job of that.
Well, definitely tickling out the transferability of skills and experience is really one of our core equities. So well done for you.
Thank you.
And, now, let's see, I think you had another interesting example. You know, we hear about some industries that are really suffering and other ones that are booming at the moment. And as you know, we've had 30 clients land or receive offers in the last two months. So a pretty good rate. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the executive market. And one of the areas that's really hot is, of course, online retailing. I think you've had some success in that area as well, right?
Yes, I have.
So tell us a little bit about a recent success story in the online retailing industry.
Sure. I have a client that I've been working with who, as a retail executive, was responsible for both. So he had brick and mortar responsibility. He was also responsible for aspects of their, you know, their online ordering system, which was not small at all. So that experience not only helped him do two things. It expanded his knowledge base and his technical acumen. He also he enabled the company to really fine tune and hone that system because he really helped them see what the customer's point of view was going to be in using it.
Interesting. And is this a company that we would have all heard of, do you think?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So who is it?
Amazon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they certainly have been on a tear.
Yeah, that's where he just moved to.
Okay. Now, Amazon, I remember some years ago, I also had some dealing with Amazon, and they had what I thought was a pretty labyrinthine set of interviews and formulas to fill out and that sort of thing. How did he navigate that?
Well, they do, and they're very good about preparing their candidates. There are videos, there are online tools, there are documents to complete. I think he interviewed with more than 15 people during the process. Some of them were repetitive, some of them were one time, some individuals, some by group. And I think what helped him navigate that was his inherent, you know, intuition and business intelligence. But those interviews were also ones that we partnered on. I partnered with him on several of the document completions. He did a great job, but we were able to fine tune it and make them even more powerful. Helped him think about how to be sensitive to the audiences he was going to be in front of in terms of, you know, their backgrounds, what their roles were, what relationships he was going to have with them. And also to, again, highlight his strengths, you know, given their business model. And they're also aggressively growing, as we all know. And in his situation, it's going to be a field position, which is growing very rapidly, and they're hiring thousands of people for it as we speak. So I think being able to tie all those things together, very smart, very likable, very articulate, I think it was the collaborative work that assisted him. But he was a strong candidate, and they knew that, and they wanted him.
And I understood that it's very unusual for a negotiation to take place with this particular employer. How did it go in this case?
Well, he had, people internally that he knew, and he had discussions with them, obviously, about, you know, so what's that like? And given the role that he is in, he got feedback that it was not likely. And he said, well, I want to go for it anyway. I said, I think you should. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. So we talked about it, and then he collaborated with another long-term colleague and friend, and he put together basically a proposal package, if you will, and he was quite successful with it. They have a very interesting compensation system where there are certain things given to you in the first 2 years. And then things kind of change a bit after that. So it's a very interesting compensation system.
Sounds like it's trying to build loyalty, I suppose, over the long term.
I believe that's part of it.
Right. So he was quite successful in negotiating his offer up. Is that what I understand?
Yes, he was.
That's great. Well, Paula, is there anything else you'd like to share with us at the moment as far as all of those executives who are either sitting on the sidelines that have not yet begun their career search, or those who might be trying to search by themselves and not having much luck? Any words of encouragement?
I would say two things. The opportunities are out there, they're findable, and we all have individual talents that are desirable, especially in this market. And so not to hide, not to be shy, get aggressive, engage, and elicit support for your journey.
That's excellent. That's great advice, Paula. Well, thank you very much, and I'll let you get back to supporting our clients. You take good care.
Thank you very
healthy.
Much, Peter.
All
you
right.
too,
take
please.
Take care.
Bye.